All right, we'll get rolling today. A couple things about important for us on Wednesday, the process we go through to get ready. And that's what today, that competition Wednesday, and that part's fully underway. We know the more you put into that process, the greater you get out of it. So we love that process, getting ready, and I know that's what we're looking forward to doing before we head out on Friday. So a lot of work to do between now and then. That I'll give you some injury updates today. Who won't practice? Julio will not practice today. Adrian Claiborne will not. Jake Matthews will not. Mo Sue will not. And Dwight Freeney will not, but not from an injury relations. We're hopeful that we'll get some of those guys back tomorrow for practice, and then we'll take a look tomorrow and into Friday before we head out of town.
Oh yeah, Coach. What will be some of the issues getting ready for the Rams? Now trying to move on. That's you're back on the field.
Yes.
On Wednesday.
Sure. I think the first thing, let's talk about their defense and the front seven, to me, really jumps out. The speed they play with, Aaron Donald totally stands out and jumps out off the tape in terms of the intensity and toughness that he plays with. He's a smart player. You can tell he moves his alignments. He changes based on some of the looks that he'll get. He's been somebody that, we've certainly been impressed with. Barron's speed, he can cover tight ends, backs. He's a good blitzer. He's another one that jumps out to me from their side. Offensively, looks Gurley, Austin, different styles of runners, but you better be able to tackle. Gurley can break them with his power and run through tackles, and Austin, somebody that can make you miss. And then as we go through, we've got to do a good job of affecting the quarterback in this game. So it's going to be a line of scrimmage day on both sides. For us offensively, be able to run it, protect Matt against a good front, and then defensively, good line of scrimmage day against a very good back and ability to affect the quarterback. So I think that's, really where, I talked to the team about that today.
What makes Aaron Donald such a good Pro Bowl tackle? We saw him down at the Senior Bowl, I think.
Coming out of Pitt, you saw the speed and quickness that he played with. He plays really strong and really violent. He's 320 pounds, but he has real strength, especially in his upper body where he can get his hands on you. He can throw, and change gaps quickly. He's got very good initial quickness. So it's not surprising to see him sometimes line up as an end, and he can do that as well based on the speed that he has. So I'd say it's a combination of the quickness and power that he plays with.
Are you worried about Matt Ryan's psyche after the big interception there? He's had a couple late in games.
Understand the question for sure, but 100% not. And when you battle and you go through tough ones and you come out on the wrong side, they're hard, they're difficult. But 100%, he is a really resilient guy, and his focus is right here on the game and ready to rock.
We've heard some of your defensive guys say that early in games, if instead of playing that attacking style, you want to kind of feeling things out. Anything you do as coaches to help them be more dialed in from the start?
We're trying to get the communication so loudly, so clear that we can play. Because defensively, we have played better over the last 2 weeks, but not on the first two drives. And, you don't ever say, hey, it's got to be down to the first drive or else. But the communication, that's where it starts. Some of the alerts. So taking the information that you took from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all the training, all the time you spent put in, now during their first 15, there's some new calls, there's some new stuff. That communication is loud and as proud as you can say it, knowing there's some alerts there for the other guys. So I think that for us is where it starts.
A lot of that communication is on your rookie, on Jones. Is that part of his growing pain?
I wouldn't say it's all on him. As it goes through, it can be a defensive lineman, a safety that says it. All the positions have some information. So if you and I were playing together and you saw a look and didn't share it with me, I can't play it as fast as I can. And same thing for me. If I saw, a certain look, hey, I want to make sure I alert to you so you can get that information out. So when that communication's amongst, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys, the alerts, the calls, if they don't do that play, that's okay. All we're doing is just kind of giving them an alert. So that's what we're striving towards. It's improving as the game goes on, and I'd like to see it right at the start.
Dan, on that same subject, how does the offensive shifting, how does that come into play there and getting adjusted to those when the offense does shift?
The opponent offense for sure. Fortunately for us, we play a team that shifts a lot and motions a lot every day. So that part shouldn't change as much. But that goes into the point of the communication, Vaughn. When those happen, the urgency of the call, the urgency of the shift, the urgency of the movement, that's what I'm looking for. For sure, all those factor in. Sometimes a shift or a motion may unveil what could happen next. And so when you allow, they don't oftentimes just line up in a formation that they've done a certain play in. Sometimes the shift and the motion, you've heard the term window dress to try to hide a certain play. But once that final formation happens, getting that information back to your teammates is critical. So they have each other's back, and that's another extension of how it can be better.
How I know the talking points are always after a win or loss, 24 hours. Yep. Can you often tell that following week after a game that something is lingering regardless?
Usually you can, because sometimes you don't have a place to put things, so where do you get to the next spot? There's usually lessons, you know, win or lose, but certainly after the losses, what was the lesson? What did a, you know, by something happen, what did you learn from it? Sometimes you can gain things as hard as it is to go through them. And it takes an edge, you know, to know that that's not going to happen again. So this team, when they come back today, usually on a Monday, that, you know, a difficult game like that, they're down. But then by the time you get back to today, you've got to get back on the process. That's what I was looking to see from our guys today, and that's what I saw.
More focus, edge, anger, what did you see?
Probably a little bit of everything. The focus was on point in terms of the communication. That's the first thing I look for in the walkthrough, the loudness, the clarity, the urgency lined up. So that part I felt very strongly with. The attitude or anger, sometimes you can carry that quietly, but it's still an intent and a focus that we have that we want to play with. Each guy goes through the process differently, but I did feel the urgency from the team today. For him, going back through in my dealings with him and discussing how we go through it, a big part of that is on Monday and going through the film after the workout. And then his process is the start of the game plan of the next week. And that's kind of the next, that one's behind. And now I get on to, there's always parts that are like, okay, I've learned that lesson. The lesson is now in my brain. But for him, the process is going right on to the preparation. And you know this from just from covering QBs, their preparation is the thing that, man, that takes up a good bit of their time compared to some other positions. So he's excellent at that part.
Their passing game ranks 29th in the league. Their rushing game 30th. How do you explain that given some of the talent that you talked about earlier?
Well, they're behind in the turnover margin, and so that part, you know, for sure is a factor in every game. So when they're in the minus, you've lost possessions that you would normally not have to give yourself chances to score. So I think that's a real factor in it. And then past that, you know, just having the chemistry and the connection, that's all a factor into it.
How much will you have to account for the Rams punter, Johnny Hecker?
He can hit it, and we saw in the game, I think it was a 75-yarder, you know, that we saw. So we showed that to the team this morning. This team does an excellent job in terms of fakes, and that could be on punt, that could be on field goal. And Coach Fisher's team for years through Tennessee, through St. Louis, and now the tradition continues out west. And that part of our game takes time, and we'll give it our full attention as well. So not just as a punter, but he can throw it as well.
You said again, Matthews, Sanu, Claiborne, and Julio are all out.
Correct. Yep.
Okay, and then Freeney too.
And Claiborne will be out for the game.
He's definitely out for the game.
Yep.
Where he is in terms of coming back?
He's into the strength process right now, and then we're hopeful that in the next 2 weeks we'll transition from strength to running to practice in the next 10 days or so. And then I'd like to see him practice some before we put him out to play.
Is there any concern? I mean, I guess every team, obviously, this time of year, it seems like they're piling up a little bit now, a little bit on the offensive side. Obviously, you've had some defensive issues. Just kind of par for the course?
It is. And, you know, somebody had asked me that earlier regarding the offense. I think there's, you know, 11 guys that have had touchdown catches. So the running backs, the wide receivers, the tight ends, they're all a feature part of this. Now, how we utilize the guys that are up for that day, that's an important part of the game plan. We're hopeful that our receivers, you know, make it back going into tomorrow and into Friday, and Jake as well. But as it goes through it, that's the important part of having depth, and that's really why having the practice squad feel like you're part of the 53-man, if you're called upon, you know, you're here for a reason. And knowing if you're called upon to execute, you know, we count on you.
Blow a bit of Jake is out for any length of time at left tackle.
Yeah, he missed quite a bit of time in the game, and Tom, you know, did a good job stepping in. But for sure, it's a factor. Just knowing, I think Jake's really playing at a high level this year. You can see it in the pass protection. You can see it in the run game. His play is significantly took a jump from 2015 to 2016. That part of the game really comes alive. So he felt good today, really strong. So we're hopeful as we move through the week. Felt confident, felt strong with it.
Coach, after your show on Sirius yesterday, they kind of speculated that they didn't like the shallow crossing route and that on the conversion that, you know, they should have threw it deeper in the end zone and took a shot at the goalpost. Or, I mean, people second guess everything.
No, that's okay. It's a fair question. And the aftermath of that is true. We did have two back line throws. We did. And so based on the release that we got on one side, we didn't get to the back line. So that's what the play was, two back line throws with a crosser. We did not throw, obviously, on the back line, but I totally understand the question and, you know, can recognize it for sure that there's a number of people that we would say, hey, we're not going to make that throw. So very clear to say right now. But I understand the question, and we did have two back lines on from a philosophy standpoint.
And Gurley, he's kind of an anomaly this or a mystery this year that, you know, at the big rookie year, he's only 3.2. What do y'all see on film?
I know that's what it is hard to see. Sometimes the stats can be misleading, you know, and or a defense or a unit. And Todd, just all of us, you know, who live around here know the style and attitude and physicality that he runs with. And you see the broken tackles that he's able to create. If you don't get to his legs, you know, and tackle him high, he spins off the contacts, able to extend. So I don't know why, you know, the yards per run are lower this year than he's used to. But we know we have our work cut out for him in terms of the style we have to tackle with, because that's what we showed the defense today.
Essentially the same line.
Essentially the same line, that's correct. And so why that, I'm not sure. And sometimes it just, you wouldn't think that when you watch the film,
okay,
that his stat line would be lower. And I don't necessarily have a reason for that, you know, why this defense is ranked here, this one's at there. I said that a couple weeks ago, I think, with Kansas City, they were down lower, similar where we were, but I thought they were really playing well. And so I think that could be the case here. When I watch the tapes of him, I think he's really able to break tackles.
The moves you made, just a quick little tidy up, the moves you made yesterday, I assume that's due to the injury situation and what possibly.
Correct.
You can just talk about what.
Yeah,
you,
one of the defensive linemen for Malachi, no one, you know, without Claiborne this week, so that was the decision there. And then offensive line-wise, yeah, that was, you know, in case. And so we'll kind of go down that road as it goes through the week, but we felt better to be on the front end of it than waiting towards the end.
Was there any thought of bringing another receiver in?
Yes, we definitely do think of that, but we really do have a lot of trust on the guys who are here. We've got two really good ones on the practice squad, and Nick Williams and JD, so if we decided to go down that road, it would likely come from within.
Who would be the two out of the group, Gabriel, Robinson, and Hardy? Or will there be a two, or they have to do it all together?
Oh, who will
F, I? Yeah, if oh. Sanu doesn't play.
Gabe. Yep. And I think I'd like to say that too, because there's been a lot of improvement over the last couple weeks in certain areas, and I'd be remiss if I didn't say that. I don't like how we've started for 2 weeks, but we have improved, and that communication needs to start from the time we walk out of the locker room and on the sideline and having our intent right off the bat. So I wouldn't say it's a game-long issue, but anything that you can do it better, like, we're going to take our shot and go for it. And I think, to me, that's one of the, you know, the things I want to see, the urgency more from the beginning. And the physicality, you know, the extreme physicality we'd like to play with, the urgency we'd like to play with, those are part of the CTs that we talk about, you know, the urgency, the finish, the physicality. That part I'd like to see earlier in the game.
When you're playing a team that's dead last in the offense and scoring and has a rookie quarterback, is there any extra emphasis on making sure that those P's and Q's are met, considering you want to?
Not based on the opponent. It's based on our standard of how we want to play. So we don't let, you know, them determine, hey, we really want to communicate better now, this team, or do something different. If it's something that we want to emphasize, then it's going to be emphasized regardless of the opponent. And that's really something that's been on my mind for not just last week. So it's something that I've been working towards and trying to find a way to do it better.
I think most teams probably script a lot of early plays or
yes,
first possession now. So is some of it maybe just not anticipating what they're going to do at the beginning of the game?
I think that could be some, for sure. What's the game plan? What are some of the looks they're trying to create? But honestly, that's for sure an emphasis that other teams do and other offenses. That's not specific to any one team, Jeff. You know that. But I think knowing how to react to that quickly and knowing, okay, this happened, we're going to draw it up and we're going to get back to it, but it doesn't have to be down the field. So those are some things. How are they want to attack? Was it like you showed a week before or what they'd had differently? That comes in for sure. But I just want to see that part come to life a little better for us. We don't need to wait. And, you know, I wouldn't say it's a question of we need to get hit to play harder, you know, like we get hit in the mouth. That's not the case on this one. It's more a case of I'd like to go in knowing our urgency, our attention to how quickly you have to react. I'd like that to be better.
Is Julio, assuming that we see him on the injury report, seems every week, it feels better. You mentioned Muhammad maybe not playing, but is Julio much further or better off, or do you any concern?
Yeah, who
about
will
him
practice likely tomorrow?
Any limits? I mean, you worried about him being his effectiveness being limited at all by this?
No, I don't. And he's somebody that does do a good job taking care of his body. He has been on the injury report some this year for sure, but. He has a real ability to push it to get back, and I know if he's able to, he certainly will. And Mo, for that, you know, and speaking the same way too, he had an ankle earlier, came back. He thought he was going to be out for a long time, 2 or 3 weeks, and didn't miss any games. So the toughness of that group, it's a very competitive group. So now the competition goes, all right, how good can your rehab go today? How, you know, so we kind of take it from on the field to off the field.
So, but Coach, we don't get to talk to the trainers anymore like the good old days. So we talk to the doctors outside, and they're scared. And they're saying bad things about turf toe injuries and steel plates and shoes.
Yep.
And, you know, so, you know, there's a
the orthotics
kind of alarm around the fact that Julio's got a turf toe, and some reports that it, about it. It's just kind of – the medical stuff we got or is getting, which is probably not accurate because it's not the team trainer.
Right.
But that's the best we got.
I totally understand when you have a toe injury or a foot injury and you're trying to make sense of it. What I can tell you is that this is something he's going to respond from quickly. And it's not a long-term thing that he's going to be dealing with. So if that sheds any light on it from WebMD or whatever we call it.